Welcome to the Weekend Expert Zone and News Talk 790 KNST. And welcome to An Ounce of Prevention. Call 880-KNST, 880-5678. And now, here's your host, Dr. Dan.
Good morning. Hope you guys are having a good Sunday. Beautiful day out there, and it's good to be in here. Wanted to mention a couple things. I was actually, I do television each Tuesday morning with KOLD, and I was talking about this water yo-yo, and I just want to mention it to the parents out there. It's kind of this elastic, stringed thing with a kind of a goopy, rubberized ending to it. Well, an 8-year-old child was spinning this around, and the elasticity of the cord is pretty intense, and it wrapped right around his neck, and he passed out and hit his head and was actually having a seizure out in his backyard, was not breathing, and his mother had heard a thump and went out there to see what was going on, and sure enough, she saw him there seizing and was able to release this cord over about 30 seconds, and fortunately, he, returned to normal breathing and didn't strangulate to death, but I want to mention it to you out there because if your kids are playing with, this is a pretty popular toy, a water yo-yo, then you want to be aware that this is a strangulation hazard. And we submitted this to the Consumer Protection, agency, but that could take 6 weeks to have them investigate. And I just want to try and get the message out across the country that this really is a strangulation hazard and you got to be careful. So again, water yo-yo. The other thing I was going to mention was, last night I was driving home with my wife after a movie, and we noticed that the drive-in line to the Krispy Kreme donuts was about 50 cars long. And I just said, hey, you know something? Why should I even do health promotion and health care? Let's just open up a Krispy Kreme shop. I could make a lot more money, and we could get a lot more early disease. And but the point being, I actually went on a website. I tried to look up a little bit about donuts in general. A small Krispy Kreme donut has 225 calories, of which 38.5% are trans fats. Again, those are the hydrogenated oils. Donuts are basically cooked in oil, and this is hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil. So if you take, there's nine calories per gram of fat. So if you took 225 calories, you take roughly a third of that, 75 calories is trans fat, and you divide that by 9, you get roughly 8 to 10 grams of trans fat per one donut. Trans fats are known to lower your healthy cholesterol, raise your triglycerides, cause early and premature heart disease, create insulin resistance. So just be aware of all of the trans fats that are out there. And I'm not saying don't indulge once a month in a donut if you guys, want to, but make sure you're not eating two or three of those several times a week, because you're getting just a huge load of trans fats, which I think are very detrimental to our health. Another interesting thing I wanted to mention was a gentleman had come in to us this past week for a repeat heart scan. He's a 48-year-old male. He got a score of 18 1 year ago, and he had been put on a very high dose of Zocor, 80 milligrams, to control his cholesterol. And what ended up happening was we looked at this new score here, and his score was 85, and now he's in the 90th percentile in his age group. And we did a little lab work just to kind of investigate why is he still laying down plaque. And why has he jumped from 50th percentile in his age group now up to 90th percentile? And it turned out, some of his risk factors were not being addressed. So he had very, very low healthy cholesterol, for which, he needed higher doses of niaspan, a B vitamin, to kind of raise the healthy cholesterol. And then in addition, he was not at target heart rate for his LDL cholesterol. So we made some changes there as well. But the point being, I really don't like heavily weighing on diagnostic tools. But in his case, I think it has been very, very useful because we knew that his risk factors aren't being addressed properly, and we were able to make some nutritional changes, some natural changes for him, as well as some medication changes that I think will hopefully take care of this problem. And again, I think our medical system is great at disease care, but very poor at health care. You know, allopathic physicians, I spent 4 years in med school and then 6 years in residency learning how to diagnose disease. But you have to remember that once you've got symptoms, your disease process has probably been going on for, you know, 15 years. So we really need to be doing health promotion, doing some simple things that will prevent these symptoms from occurring and disease processes from occurring, including eliminating trans fats and Krispy Kreme donuts daily from our diet. But one of the other things that needs to be addressed in our health is stress reduction, improving heart rate variability. And through that means, I'm very honored to have Mark Nasek in the studio with me today. He's a internationally known lecturer, practitioner, and teacher in the field of holistic healing arts. And he's taught at many world-renowned spas, resorts, institutes, the Center for Yoga and Health, the Omega Institute, Miraval, Canyon Ranch, the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center. He was also a vice president and director of the Ann Wigmore Institute in Puerto Rico. He's been featured on television, radio, newspaper, nationally and globally. And he does a lot of energy healing in multiple different modalities. He's also an esteemed Reiki master. So to that end, I want to introduce him, say hello to Mark, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about just kind of how you got interested in this field.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Dan. It's great to be on the radio with you, and Dan and I have shared a lot of yoga classes and has experienced my work, and it's wonderful to be in his life. So thank you. And, well, the thing that got me into all of the things that Dr. Dan just mentioned is at one point I was getting a lot of bloody noses, and this was back about 17 years ago. I was selling real estate on the East Coast, and I was also a mortgage banker. So my life was quite stressful being in that intense business. And because my diet was lacking and not enough sleep and being stressed out, the stress began to take a toll on my body and create all these symptoms. And I went to a doctor when I was getting all these bloody noses, and he wanted to cauterize my nose. I'm like, oh, great. If I have gangrene, what are you going to do, just chop off my arm? Why don't we look at what the symptoms are and try to find the cause of the symptoms rather than just cure the symptom, because the problem is still going to be there. So from that moment, I decided that I have to find another way, and I have to take responsibility for my own health and look to a more natural way. And my mother's friend at the time was into health food and stuff, and I called her up and I said, what's good for stopping bloody noses? And she said, vitamin K. I said, where do I get that? Green leafy vegetables. And at that time, my diet wasn't great, so I changed my diet, went to a holistic doctor who changed my diet. In the matter of 2 weeks, the bloody noses stopped. I also had intense hay fever. My best friend at that time was a box of Kleenex. And I was taking allergy meds to stop that, but they totally disconnected me from my emotional body. I was not happy. It was just
lots of side effects.
Yes. So anyway, so after changing my diet, and everything changed. Bloody noses stopped. The stress was pretty much different. And that was the beginning of making some huge changes in my life.
I think that's really amazing. So you were actually a real estate broker, and then you just kind of left that field for kind of these healing arts. Is that when you started training in the different classes?
Yes, and I was in the East Coast doing those two professions, and then I decided I needed to just totally unplug from that world, and I moved to California where there was more sunshine because the gray skies in the East Coast, not good for the body for me. And I wanted to be in a place that I was more happy and change my career because that was way too stressful. And to learn techniques, so if I was going to be in that type of career, that I could deal with the stress. And that's when I learned meditation, relaxation, yoga, changed my diet. And that catapulted me into studying with people like Ann Wigmore, who was the founder and creator of the Ann Wigmore Institute in Puerto Rico. My Qigong teacher was a bodyguard for the Dalai Lama. And I was a chef in India for a very well-known guru who also lives in the States currently.
So, Mark, tell me a little bit about when you see a guest or a client and you want to do a shamanic journey. You're a shaman and you'll do a shamanic journey with them. What kind of things do you explore? How does a session evolve?
Good question. Well, first thing I do is just connect to who they are and take in their energy and just be with them. And I can feel in my body where there's blockages in someone else's body, whether it's on the physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual body. And then basically what I'm doing in these journeys is taking people in an experience like a meditation beyond their mind, beyond their subconscious mind, and into their core, their essence, where energy will move. And I bring their awareness to these places. And when they bring their awareness there, they get ahas or they know things and the energy moves. And the most important thing is when we feel pain or an emotional block or a mental block, that we be with it and feel it and experience it and then bring it into the heart. And when we bring it into the heart and feel it, then it dissolves. And that's...
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have these probably painful experiences in their past that they're unaware of, and they hold them unconsciously in, like you said, these unhealthful energy patterns. They can be held in their body. You know, I've talked before about the mind-body connection. We've spoken on that, but there's also this body-mind connection. And by you kind of tapping into these energetic areas in their body and you can feel it, you can trigger that response in their mind and therefore make it more conscious. You, like you said, bring it into the heart, into their emotional body, and then they can therefore get resolution and their symptoms resolve. They feel much better. And maybe you can tell us, we're going to have to go to a break here, but when we come back, Mark's got some kind of interesting cases that we're going to talk about, how he's helped some people dramatically. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in a couple minutes. If you have any questions, give us a call, 880-5678.
More with Dr. Dan in the Weekend Expert Zone in a minute. Call 880-KNST, 880-5678 with your questions. You're listening to News Talk 790 KNST.
Important notice of public auction. Asian Trade Oriental Rugs has been bringing the world to Tucson's feet for over 23 years. Now, Kazra's retiring and everything must go. Over $10 million in inventory must be sold at this final auction. This exquisite collection of handmade rugs and kaleems from Persia, India, Turkey, and beyond, including many one-of-a-kind masterpieces from Kazra's private collection, will be sold to the highest bidder with no minimum and no reserves on many pieces. That's right, no minimum and no reserves. Dave Watkins has been commissioned to conduct this once-in-a-lifetime final auction. Once this final auction ends and the gavel drops, these savings will retire with Kazra. This auction will be held at Asian Trade Oriental Rugs, 2623 North Campbell between Grant and Glen, this Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. and Monday the 9th at 7. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own the rug of your dreams at your price. Only at Asian Trade Oriental Rugs.
Time for procrastinating is over. You're invited to get in shape and stay that way at Gold's Gym. Tone up, trim down, work it out. Gold's Gym. This is the chance you've been waiting for to achieve the look you've been dreaming about. Your dream becomes reality at Gold's Gym. Indulge in swimming, weightlifting, aerobics, and certified personal training. Then get a jump on your summer tan while relaxing in one of our tanning beds. The secret to looking and feeling great lies behind the doors marked Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym. Be a part of the legend. Sign up for a one-year membership at $29 for the month of June. That's less than a dollar per day. And Gold's Gym will send you on a vacation to Las Vegas where there is nonstop excitement. Or you and your kids can take a trip to a number of theme parks. Visit Gold's Gym at one of our three convenient locations. On the north side at 7315 North Oracle. East side at 5851 East Speedway. And the downtown area at 110 South Church. Transportation and taxes not included. The time for procrastinating is over. Come on, what are you waiting for? Gold's Gym with three convenient Tucson locations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Beskin, the medical director of Southwest Preventive Health. Most of the diseases we associate with older age are preventable, and many people have no symptoms until it is too late. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. In this year alone, approximately 1.5 million Americans will suffer a heart attack. What is more alarming is for roughly one half of them, they will have no prior symptoms. This is why we have the only electron beam scanner in Tucson that can identify atherosclerosis early in the subclinical stage. This scanner is the only one that is FDA approved to track your score to make sure you're on the right course. We can also screen for lung cancer and colon cancer non-invasively, the first and second leading causes of cancer death, which are treatable and highly curable if caught early. Health is largely about taking an active role in your own well-being and being educated on how to improve. Our patients often feel refreshed that we understand them, give them the time, approach, and service they deserve. Be proactive. Visit us at heartscanaz.com or call 529-4013.
Hey, man, I'm setting you up with a blind date. She is so hot. She's got a nice house, huh?
I don't think I want to go through with this.
Don't worry. It's my brother's friend's aunt sister's cousin. She is hot.
Well, that's what I was told.
Trust me. Just ring the doorbell.
Hi, is Christina here?
Yeah, that's me. Are you my date?
Whoa.
He should have gone to ArizonaLoveLife.com, where he could have found his true love. You'll never have to worry about blind dates again. Single and no dates? Log on to ArizonaLoveLife.com. Whether you're looking for a life partner or just a friend, you'll be able to find exactly who you're looking for right here in Arizona. We're locally owned and operated. It's fun, interactive, safe, and anonymous until you decide to take it further. It's free to join and post your profile. It only takes a minute. Check it out. www.arizonalovelife.com.
We are back, and in the studio again today is Mark Nasek. Mark has taught multiple classes that I've attended, and it's amazing the kind of healing I've and energy I've felt after just an hour of working with him, either through yoga and then doing some meditative breathing, some energetic work. And I think many people have had similar profound experiences. And Mark, maybe you can touch on a little bit about this energy and how energy is stored, and then maybe give us a case or something.
Sure, I'd love to. Basically, what we were talking about before is bringing awareness to different places in the body where the body's storing information or experience or trauma or pain or joy or anything. So just to give you a little brief insight to how this all works on a scientific level, in real easy terms, if we're playing some music of a CD that you just heard to this intro to this show, the CD is storing that music as light on the CD. And then you have a laser in your CD player, and it reads the light, and poof, we have music. Before we had CDs, we had cassettes. And this information, the music was stored on a cassette electromagnetically on the magnetic tape. And then a magnetic head from your cassette recorder scans and reads the information on the cassette, and again, we have music. In the computer system, you have a hard drive that stores information digitally, whether it's music, sound, characters, or video. Everything stored digitally on your hard drive. Well, the body stores information on a cellular level. just like archiving on all these other technologies. So each cell in your body has a neutron, a proton, an electron, and that makes an electric circuit. So if anyone's been to an acupuncturist, they use acupuncture lines, or called meridians or nadis in yoga. These are highways of energy that run through your body, and they can feel where the chi, the energy, the electric charge is stagnant or stuck, and that's where we call a blockage. So I can feel that in someone's body with my being. I can just sense it even without touching them, or if I do touch them, I can feel that as well, of where these blockages are, whether on the physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual body. So basically, what we're doing is we're bringing someone's awareness to these places where the chi, the life force, the prana is stuck, or where there's a blockage of energy. And when we bring that awareness to that place, healing happens spontaneously just by bringing the awareness there. It's like 99% of changing something is knowing that something's wrong. It's the same concept. So I had a client come see me for a yoga private session, and I had never met this woman before. And as soon as she sat in front of me, my heart chakra, or the heart energy center in my body, started to move, and I could feel a lot of pain in my heart, which I knew was her heart. And I told her this. I said, listen, we could do this yoga session. I'm also a healer. We could do this other work if you'd like. And I told her what I do, and she said, yes, let's do this other work. And she said, yeah, that makes total sense, because my left arm has been hurting for 2 years, and I have a migraine headache that I've had for 6 days. So we did, the first session I did with this woman was to go into an experience to find out when she really first started to feel this pain in her arm. And see, things are stored in the body beyond the mind and beyond the subconscious mind. She consciously remembered only 2 years ago. But after bringing her into the first session, after the first session, she said, Mark, I remembered that the first time I felt this pain was 7 years earlier, when I was giving birth to my child, and me and my husband were in the hospital room, and, you know, the hospital beds have those railings on the side. Me and my husband got in a fight, and I was holding onto the railings on the bed, and during the labor, and I never let go.
Mm.
So she stored that emotion in her left arm. You know, and before we started the journey, she told me that her husband's a doctor, and he didn't know why, what was going on with her arm. She'd been to neurosurgeons, and they didn't know what was going on.
Right, got MRIs, CT scans, everything else under the sun diagnostically. Oh, it's all fine.
Yep. So this was coming from the emotional body.
And so you, and then again, this is that body-mind connection I was talking about that you were able to tap into, and then, and did, how did she turn out? How did things turn out?
Well, the second session we did was the next day, and then I had her go back into that experience when she was giving birth to her child and that fight with her husband and the emotion that she felt when all this was going on, when she squeezed her left arm and held that emotion and let it stay there, basically. She never released it. So I had her bring her awareness into that emotion and feel what was going on then and really feel it. And bring, while she was doing that, I was helping her move the energy from her arm into her heart so she could feel that emotion that was locked there. And then we did something so she could release that emotion. And when she came out of that session, the pain in her left arm was gone and the migraine headache's gone.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. I wanted to just touch back when you were talking about energy. You know, it's really interesting because one of the main forces in illness is oxidative stress. I think a lot of people have heard that term. You know, you could call that rusting. And basically, that's unpaired electrons at the cellular level. And they create free radicals. And I'm not talking about the people in the 60s, but these are like superoxide and other anions that then start creating this oxidative stress. And there's multiple ways to decrease oxidative stress. One of the main sources of oxidative stress for us is eating too much. And, you know, when you basically, when we eat, we're creating energy. And if we're it's similar to a car, that if you put oxygen and fuel together, you get combustion, and that produces your energy. It's the same thing in the mitochondria of our cells in order for us to function. But if you've got all these unpaired electrons creating a lot of oxidative stress, then you're going to rust or age sooner and more prematurely. And one way I think that these healing techniques work, like you said, is changing things at the cellular level and decreasing oxidative stress. At least that's my two cents on it.
Exactly.
You and I had worked with a patient just last week, a guest. When I had seen her, you know, things just weren't working well for her. She was kind of stuck in a rut, couldn't figure out why she wasn't content. This is a woman that was very healthy, middle-aged woman. Maybe you can expound more on it because you worked with her more, but I really felt that she was energetically stuck, and I felt that you could really help her, and so I suggested to her that she go see you, and she did. I told her that it was going to be a little bit different from going to a conventional allopathic doctor and having your heart listened to with a stethoscope and given a prescription for something, but maybe you can just kind of talk about the experience.
Sure. The day after I worked with her, I met with her again and had her share with me any dreams that she had from the day before, from when I worked with her. And in the dreams, that's the gateway to messages from the psyche, this unconsciousness of what's really going on in the body. And after I did this work with her, when her heart really opened and we brought her awareness to some of the things that were blocking her energy in her heart, the next day she told me a dream she had, and in the dream there was a house, a big house, and she only lived in half of it. And she would go into the other half of the house, and it was always clean and neat, and there was some furniture near there. It was all set up, but there was like she never lived there. She never went there. She only lived in one half of the house. And for me, what I got from that is how she grew up when she was a child. Everything she had to do or be, she had to do things to receive love from her parents. And even in her relationships, in her marriage, it was always about doing to win someone's love. And in that place, never receiving it. So it was, there was part of her emotional side that was totally undeveloped and unexpressed. And she was always living in her mind. Yeah. So this dream that she had totally confirmed that she's living like she's bisected in half. And the right side of the body is the male side of the body. That's the part that the mind rules, proactive and doing. And that's the side of the house that she was living in the dream that she described. The left side of the body is the emotional side of the body that's more intuitive, emotion-based, feeling-based. And when there's feelings or traumas from the past that don't feel good, we stuff them in our body. Mm-hmm. And we build it in layers and layers and layers of this emotional tension build up in the body, and we don't want to feel because it's too painful.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay in our mind, you know? And when we're doing that, we cause dis-ease, blockages in the emotional side of the body that's going to come out in some form, you know? And so basically during the session, what we did was we brought her awareness so she could feel in her body the schism between her left and right side of the body and the mind and the emotion and where she needed to integrate them. Mm-hmm. So she was able to experience in her body and pass the mind, but in a feeling-based way, what her reality was. And then from there, sharing with her tools how to open the door to the other side of the house and go live in that part too.
Now, you had explained to me a little bit more about her meeting a famous singer and kind of a funny coincidence that occurred. And what we're going to do is go to a break here again for a few minutes. But when we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit more. And kind of more healing techniques. If you guys have any questions for Mark and you are interested in kind of this energetic healing or you have any experiences and you want to call in, it's 880-5678. Thanks.
More with Dr. Dan in the Weekend Expert Zone in a minute. Call 880-KNST, 880-5678 with your questions. You're listening to News Talk 790 KNST.
I'm a born shopper. Show me a mall or department store and turn me loose. But I've got to let you in on a secret. I found this great place that you probably wouldn't think of. It's a store where different things come in every day, so you just keep coming back. Surprise! It's the Salvation Army Thrift Shop, where you'll find a terrific selection of clothing for the whole family. Plenty of name brands, too. Every store is filled with special bargains on new and used merchandise. The Salvation Army Thrift Shop is also a really cool retro clothing store with plenty of styles to choose from. You'll find incredible buys on furniture, too. In fact, this is where interior designers shop for those one-of-a-kind treasures. And since it's run by the Salvation Army, my money goes to a good cause to help people who really need it. So stop by a Salvation Army thrift shop near you. But do it now, because every day you wait, someone else takes the things you'd love. For store locations or to donate, call 1-800-SA-TRUCK. That's 1-800-SA-TRUCK. Or log on to satruck.com.
Daddy, Mom's back from bashes.
Honey, mind giving me a hand with these bags?
Oh, yeah. Here, let me get them. Whoa!
Yeah, had a pretty successful day shopping.
Honey, there's thousands of dollars in here.
Try a million. Oh, the rest is out in the trunk.
Cha-ching.
Bashes has always been a place to stock up on fresh greens, but never like during Bashes' $1 million summer collect-to-win game. Receive a game piece every time you shop. The more game pieces you collect, the more you could win. Receive bonus game pieces with purchase of products like Coke, Yoplait yogurt, Gatorade, and many more. With hundreds of thousands of prizes available, you could win a dream cruise, a BMW Z4, $25,000 in cash, or if you're really lucky, the $1 million prize.
Mom, what could you do with $1 million?
Just watch me, dear. Bash's $1 million summer collect to win game. Play for fun. Play for $1 million. No purchase necessary. Visit store for complete details. Only at Bash's, where you've got a friend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Beskin, the medical director of Southwest Preventive Health. Most of the diseases we associate with older age are preventable, and many people have no symptoms until it is too late. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. In this year alone, approximately 1.5 million Americans will suffer a heart attack. What is more alarming is for roughly one half of them, they will have no prior symptoms. This is why we have the only electron beam scanner in Tucson that can identify atherosclerosis early in the subclinical stage. This scanner is the only one that is FDA approved to track your score to make sure you're on the right course. We can also screen for lung cancer and colon cancer non-invasively, the first and second leading causes of cancer death, which are treatable and highly curable if caught early. Health is largely about taking an active role in your own well-being and being educated on how to improve. Our patients often feel refreshed that we understand them, give them the time, approach, and service they deserve. Be proactive. Visit us at heartscanaz.com or call 529-4013.
It's Mary. You have to go to the home show. It'll increase the value of your home, and it's fun.
Enjoy summer fun and wake up your home at the huge Pima County Home and Patio Expo. Seniors get in free on Friday.
It's at the air-conditioned Tucson Convention Center with over 500 displays. See what's new in home improvement. Shop, compare, and save. The first 300 people each day get a free chef's knife.
Meet a star of TV's Trading Spaces, Frank Bilek, and win a free consultation from Frank, plus a $12,000 landscaping package from Man of the Soil Builders and K-Gun TV 9. Win $5,000 in hourly cash giveaways.
Enjoy free gourmet food at the sensational Salsa Celebration Show, directed by Chef Barry Infuso.
Enjoy the beer and garden barbecue at the Home and Patio Expo and make your home a dream.
It's at the Tucson Convention Center, starting at noon on June 13th. Contest winners must be 18, no purchase necessary. Seniors free on Friday.
Rush Limbaugh. Live weekdays beginning at 9, only here on News Talk 790 KNST.
We're back with Mark Nasek. He's got multiple healing techniques. We're talking about this wonderful woman, middle-aged woman that he helped with through this shamanic journey. She was only kind of living in half of the house, wasn't really connected with the emotional part of some things. And anyway, there was talk about this other session and what happened in that.
Okay. Sometimes when people aren't sharing a lot with me in the beginning, I ask them, if I were a genie and you had three wishes, what would they be? And when I told her this, she started to think about them and then told me her three wishes. Because when we bring intention to what we want, that's very powerful in manifesting it on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. Then she said, I was knew about this very famous singer, and I had to tell her a story. And I found this very famous singer, and I told her the story. And after she told the singer the story, the singer said, thank you, because you've just helped me show that I manifested my last wish, and that was to touch someone's life and really help someone, someone's life. So my client proceeded to tell me the story that she told this very famous singer. And that was, my client is a nurse in a hospital, and she was in an operating room that was empty, and she was getting ready to leave the operating room. And these two hospital people, employees, wheeled in a woman on a cart for surgery. And this girl who was going to have surgery was in a coma. And she was in a coma, and she wasn't coming out of the coma. And
this was a young girl?
This was a young girl.
16 or 17?
Yes, less than 20. Parents have been given papers for organ donated to be organ donors for the child's body. So it was that, like, she's not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this girl was wheeled down into the surgery room, and they were going to operate her arm because she was in an accident, and they wanted to fix her arm.
Right, she had a fracture, and they were going to put pins in it or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, so she was there to have that done. Well, when she was wheeled into this surgery room, she was totally naked, on the table, not strapped down. This is what my client nurse told me. And those two people that wheeled her in went off for pizza down the hall. So
and Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kreme. So my client, the nurse, when she saw this girl on the table, she said, I can't leave this girl here like this. This is crazy. So she got some warm blankets out of the warmer and covered this girl up and also strapped her to the tables because she was in a coma. So make sure nothing happens to her and protect her body and her being. And then she noticed that underneath the gurney table that she was wheeled in on was a little box with cassettes. And she reached in one and saw the name of this famous singer that I spoke of earlier. And then she got a cassette player. And she brought the cassette player into the surgery room and played this music. And she started talking to the young girl on the gurney and saying, we're going to take care of you and this is what we're doing. And talking to her as if she was totally conscious and not in a coma. And touched her body when she put the blanket on so she would feel warmth. And after the surgery, the girl was wheeled back to her hospital room, and her mother was by her side. And all of a sudden, this girl opens her eyes and looks into her mother's eyes and said, I had this incredible dream. I was so cold in this place. I was so cold, and this angel came and put blankets on me and kept me warm and talked to me. And then she played this music from my favorite singer. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful.
That is incredible. And then this woman, the guest that you've been taking care of, actually met, that's how this all, it was a coincidence because she met the singer. And then anyway, they were able to share this experience.
My client told this story that I just told all of you, and that's when the singer said, wow, you just showed me that my third wish really came true, that I helped someone. I mean, I helped someone big time, and so beautiful.
Wow, that is great. Now, let me ask you, when you do yoga sessions, I know that there's different levels that people can kind of reach, and, you know, I'm really a novice, a beginner, but I seem to just have such a boost at, you know, not only physically because it takes a lot of strength training and the flexibility, but I also benefit from the mind body interaction and the meditation as well. But maybe you can tell about some of the different levels that, that people can reach or experiences you've had.
Sure. Well, what I'll start talking about first is something called Kundalini. Now, some people might have heard of this word Kundalini. It's a word from the language of India and in Sanskrit. Actually, Sanskrit is the language. Culture is India, country. Anyway, Kundalini is a snake. And it's just imagine if you had a snake that was spiraled up and it sat at the very base of the spine. When Kundalini awakens, it moves up the spine. This, not the physical spine, but something called the Sushumna, which is like the energy spine. And along the spine are chakras or energy centers. There's seven, one at the base of the spine that's red, one below the belly button that's orange, one above the belly button that's yellow, one at the heart that's green, one at the throat that's blue, at the third eye, violet, and at the crown of the head, white. So these are called chakras or energy centers. Chakras are a Sanskrit word. Now, doctors have a symbol that's a staff with two lines going, swirling up that line. That's the physician symbol. What that really is a symbol, and all native cultures have this, is of this Kundalini. That line is the Sushumna, and the swirling lines up is the Kundalini energy, and each place where they intersect is a chakra or an energy center. So these things are very universal, no matter what culture we're speaking of. We're just using the Indian culture right now. So when someone's life force or chi or ki is awakened, that's this Kundalini, and it moves up the spine and finds places where there's blockages on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. So because your body is so still through the yoga, after the yoga you're in a pose called corpse pose or shavasana, where you're just lying on the floor and allowing your body to digest and integrate everything that happens from doing the physical poses. Because when you're doing the physical poses, things shift. The joints open, the joints get lubricated, the heart rate slows down, the blood pressure drops, the skin, the fascia, everything changes. The bones actually can readjust, like, and feel like you just got out of a chiropractic adjustment. And your mind is very calm, peaceful, and still. And spiritually, it's a purification. So when this energy moves through your body, you're so still because you've done all this work in this yoga that you can feel energy, subtle energy move through your body. And it's usually something that feels outside the box. And the words that I'm using to describe it, when you have that experience, you know it. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's this energy that awakens through and moves through all the blockages, and its goal is to shoot out the top of the head through the crown. And when I say shoot out the top of the head, I'm talking of your energy body.
Right, right.
Shish kebab. Anyway, yeah. So that's how it works. And I had this experience happen when I was in India in 1994. I was a chef for a Kundalini yoga master named Amar Desai, who is the founder of Kripalu Yoga. And he has an ashram in Lenox, Massachusetts, and students all over.
Mark, do you offer private instruction, you know, in town? Is there a way that, you know, people can access you?
Yes. You can call me to set up a session with me. My phone number is 885-0471. You could email me. My email address is mark, M-A-R-K, at namasteman.com. That's namasteman.com.
And if anybody, you know, can't get his number, remember it, you can call us over at Southwest Preventive, 529-4013, and we'd be happy to give that to you. We're going to go to another break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks for tuning in.
Dr. Dan, with an ounce of prevention, we'll be back in a minute on News Talk 790 KNST.
Important notice of public auction. Asian Trade Oriental Rugs has been bringing the world to Tucson's feet for over 23 years. Now, Kazra's retiring, and everything must go. Over $10 million in inventory must be sold at this final auction. This exquisite collection of handmade rugs and qaleens from Persia, India, Turkey, and beyond, including many one-of-a-kind masterpieces from Kazu's private collection, will be sold to the highest bidder with no minimum and no reserves on many pieces. That's right, no minimum and no reserves. Dave Watkins has been commissioned to conduct this once-in-a-lifetime final auction. Once this final auction ends and the gavel drops, these savings will retire with Khosra. This auction will be held at Asian Trade Oriental Rugs, 2623 North Campbell between Grant and Glen, this Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. and Monday the 9th at 7. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own the rug of your dreams at your price. Only at Asian Trade Oriental Rugs.
Hi, Marshall Pendra here for Rancho Resort, Tucson's affordable active adult community. You already know interest rates are incredibly low, but do you know that Rancho Resort offers first-class active adult living in spacious new homes that start in the 80s? That's right, in the 80s. Everyone is pinching a penny or two more these days, and no one wants to see the cost of retirement go up. If you're 55 or older, you don't have to wait. With Rancho Resort's prices and today's low rates, living in an active adult community probably won't be this affordable ever again. By the way, did I mention Rancho Resort is only 10 minutes from Tucson? That's close to work and the grandkids. Say, why not come over and see for yourself? Call 399-3900 today to schedule your complimentary fun-filled day at Rancho Resort. That's 399-3900. Located off I-19 South on Sarita Road. Tour model homes offered by Sivage Thomas, the company voted America's best builder. Call 399-3900 or visit Sivage.com. At least one resident must be 55 years or older and no household member may be under 19 years of age. Equal housing opportunity builder.
Hi, I'm Dr. Beskin, the medical director of Southwest Preventive Health. Most of the diseases we associate with older age are preventable, and many people have no symptoms until it is too late. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. In this year alone, approximately 1.5 million Americans will suffer a heart attack. What is more alarming is for roughly one half of them, they will have no prior symptoms. This is why we have the only electron beam scanner in Tucson that can identify atherosclerosis early in the subclinical stage. This scanner is the only one that is FDA approved to track your score to make sure you're on the right course. We can also screen for lung cancer and colon cancer non-invasively, the first and second leading causes of cancer death, which are treatable and highly curable if caught early. Health is largely about taking an active role in your own well-being and being educated on how to improve. Our patients often feel refreshed that we understand them, give them the time, approach, and service they deserve. Be proactive. Visit us at heartscanaz.com or call 529-4013.
It's Dad Loves Danger Week on Biography. Check out the lives of four Hollywood dads who make danger their business. Dads like Harrison Ford, Kurt Russell, Nicolas Cage, and James Coburn. Big screen action heroes who've never shied away from the rough stuff.
All right, here we are, son. Have a good day at school.
Oh, I like it better when Mom drives.
Biography presents Dad Loves Danger Week. Tomorrow night, Harrison Ford, a dad who stapled his fedora to his head just to keep it on as Indiana Jones. 8, 7 Central on A&E.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
News that's credible. And talk that's informative. This is News Talk 790 KMSD.
We're back. We have a few minutes to wrap up here. One of the things that I wanted to mention was our Body and Soul program is going on over at Southwest Preventive Health. And again, this is strategies for optimal living. And we're addressing all the nutritional components, lifestyle components, stress reduction components, body work components. But one of the things is Mark is going to be leading one of our sessions on July 1st. If you haven't been part of the program but would like to come to one of these individual sessions, you can call us, and you're welcome to come. You can meet Mark. You can kind of hear and experience some of his energetic work. And again, you can call us 529-4013. The other thing I was going to mention is Mark has created a workshop that's going to be done up in Mount Shasta, and that's happening this summer, August 15th. through the 18th. It's called Sacred Union Here and Now. There'll be yoga, meditation, qigong, reiki, tantra, vibrational healing, namassage, the shamanic journeying, shiatsu. You'll be at a sweat lodge. There's a concert, chanting. You'll learn about nutrition. There's a special menu, a creekside retreat. And I think, you know, for anybody that wants to explore these kind of spiritual, emotional, physical healings, this is a great way to do it. And again, you can reach him at 885-0471. You can reach him through our Body and Soul program, 529-4013. Mark, how would you kind of sum up? I know we don't have enough time, but what can you give just some last tips for people?
Yes. Well, I believe in meditation and taking time in the morning when you first wake up just to sit and be with your breath. Computers are off, phones are off. Everyone knows that you're having some time just for yourself. Don't bother me unless it's an emergency. Time that you can connect with your breath, relax your body, and prepare yourself for a day, for your day. And the breath is the vehicle to get you to that relaxation. And also to do that in the evening before you go to sleep. That will make your body prepared for sleep, so your sleep is more restful. You need less sleep. And you'll probably have solutions to your dreams, solutions to your challenges in life appear to you through your dreams. So when you sit, wake up in the morning, be with your dreams, see if you can remember them. If you can't remember them, let them go, and things will just come back. So Dr. Dan is putting out to everybody prevention, which can come from meditation rather than medication. And the only difference is a D and a C. No,
or a T and a C. Yeah, so the difference between meditation and medication is one letter. That's great. People need to learn that technique, and I think, you know, it takes a while to learn how to do meditative breathing and proper diaphragmatic breathing, but it's something that can be, you know, started quite easily, and I think you can, you know, obviously go to different levels as you become more experienced.
Definitely.
Well, we are going to wind down here. We've got a physician coming on next week that is going to be speaking about a lot of healing techniques that he's utilized, and he's got an upcoming book coming out that we'll talk about. And I really enjoyed the time here, Mark, today. I appreciate you coming in and kind of touching on all of these avenues that people can take to, you know, release blocked energy and reach optimal health. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and have a good rest of your day. They turn a blue tomorrow and shine the emptiness down on my bed. There must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Drink my wine, come and dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth it.
First news and the best talk.
Mike Rat, Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura, Michael Savage.
And your UFO Wildcats. This is News Talk 790 KNST, Tucson.
When you need to know.
It's 11 o'clock.